Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
This is a special GSU E&I radio show broadcasting live from Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta at the Entrepreneurship Summit GSU 2022, celebrating this year's Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund Cohort Number 3. I'm your host, Lee Cantor, and I am so excited to be talking to Adesuwa Amafadon.
Yeah, you got it.
I got some of it. Well, you're the founder of Nurture Skincare.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So Nurture Skincare actually was a unisex wellness skincare company focused on the skin, but also your mental health and how your skin can impact your mental health. However, I am pivoting a little bit to just focus primarily on wellness and mental health in general.
So which cohort were you part of?
I was part of the first one.
Number one.
Yes.
So what was that experience like? Had you been gone through anything like that prior to that?
No, I did do a few pitch competitions at different universities, but the experience of being a part of Main Street's cohort number one was great, actually. And I love being the first cohort, too.
Now, what, any kind of takeaways that maybe you're still kind of using today?
Mm-hmm. One of the main things that they focused on was like channel testing. I felt like that was really important and something that I am using now as I'm pivoting to really just focus on, okay, what is the channel that's best for my target market? What is the best channel I can use?
So now, for those who don't know, can you explain like how a channel is different than a customer? A channel might be your customer, but that might not be the end user of your customer.
Yeah. So a channel basically is literally like a TV channel. It's the medium that you're using to connect with your customers. So some people use YouTube to find products. Some people use Instagram to find something. But I'm testing my markets through using YouTube to see, okay, I'm going to try YouTube, try to do YouTube videos. If that doesn't work, try Instagram. If that doesn't work, try magazines, if people even use magazines anymore.
So now, and that was part of the learning, right? To,
yes.
Like, experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that's important for entrepreneurs to understand, that when you're starting out, mm-hmm. everything's an experiment.
Exactly.
Right? And you're not succeeding or failing necessarily. Mm-hmm. You're learning.
Exactly.
And you're learning what's working,
yes.
what's not working.
Yes.
And when something is working, mm-hmm. that's where you should be doubling,
yes.
down and going for,
yes.
do more of that.
Yes. You find what works and you just stick with it and run with it until it doesn't work anymore. Mm-hmm. Then you switch gears.
So now with Nurture, mm-hmm. you mentioned the pivot. Now talk, mm-hmm. about what kind of precipitated that. Did something happen where you were like, okay, I'm just banging my head against the wall. This isn't going in this at the speed I want. So I'm going to kind of shift gears and try something new. Like what happened before the pivot?
So prior to the pivot, actually things were going pretty well. They were starting to go well. But I realized the skincare industry is extremely oversaturated. There's so many products. There's, mm-hmm. so many different companies. But more so, to get personal and vulnerable, my apartment and everything I owned in it was burned down, including all my business stuff. Everything just was gone, you know? So after the fire and everything that I lost all my business, I was like, okay, this is an opportunity for me to start new, start fresh, and see what else is out there that I can do to help people with their mental health and wellness.
And was that because that's something you needed personally?
Yes. Yes. And I realized a lot of people struggle with their mental health and they don't talk about it and they don't have a space or they don't feel comfortable talking about it because they don't know where to go.
And for most people, they don't have something like a fire.
Exactly.
Some that
people,
way.
Exactly.
But they are going through some sort of trauma or some,
yeah.
issues that are fire-like, maybe.
Yes, exactly.
It might not be the actual fire, but it might,
yeah.
feel like it or might emotionally kind of have the same result.
Exactly. Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah.
So now when you make that discovery and,
yeah.
you say, okay, I'm going to kind of shake things up,
mm-hmm.
and go this different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a team at the time? Did,
no.
the team say, okay, I'm with you, we're going for it? Or is this something that you're kind of doing this by yourself and you're like, okay, now I'm just going to aim over here now and I'm going to do this instead of that?
So I don't have a team, but I have like mentors. So I guess they're kind of part of my team, but they did suggest that like pivoting would help.
Right.
And pivoting would be great right now since I'm starting from scratch.
So now are you at the stage where you can tell if this pivot is a good path for you? I mean, it probably feels better in some ways, but is it working?
So I'm actually just starting it now, you know, with the fire and everything. I had to get my life together first.
You had to do that.
And then,
so you had to triage that.
Exactly. And now I'm focusing on the pivot. Yeah.
And then what are kind of some of the beginning steps you have to take in order to test this theory?
Okay, so first I started to think back to what people told me when I first did my customer interviews, interacting with what people said, like what they used.
So you're going back to kind of the beginning lessons,
exactly.
Right? So this is now cohort for you, number two.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're part of your own cohort.
Exactly. Yeah.
But now you have some mentors and you have some lessons learned. So this should be a little easier, hopefully, the second time around, right?
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
So now at this stage, what do you need more of?
At this stage, what do I need more of? I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like I need more people to ask questions to. I need an audience more to gauge, like, what is it that people need, really?
So, well, first you have to identify who these people are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Who do you want to serve?
Exactly.
And then we can start asking them some questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, do you have a feel for who you want to serve?
I would say young adults.
Young adults?
Yes.
Male, female?
Both. We've all got problems, no matter what gender.
So any gender, any background?
Any background, yeah.
So a young person that might be struggling.
Yes.
You want to have a conversation with them.
Yes, with them.
To just see what they need more of.
Yes. And then from there, I'll hone in more on who my target person is.
And then what do you think your superpower is going to be? What's going to be your secret sauce to help them achieve the outcome they desire?
I don't know. I have a few ideas, but I'm going to test them first.
You don't want to put it out there yet.
Not yet.
Still
not
early.
Yet.
But this is the entrepreneurial process, and this is some of the questions that were probably asked of you by your mentors, right? Mm-hmm. These are the questions that every entrepreneur has to ask themselves and ask their marketplace to see what's the best fit for their skills and the need of the market.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's not really about me and what I want to do, but more so what the customer needs, what they really need, and what they want, you know?
Now, any advice for the folks out there that are pitching right now? Do you remember how you felt during that moment?
Yeah, I felt extremely nervous. I would definitely say breathe. You got this. Believe in yourself. Don't worry. If you don't get it this time, just keep going. Don't let this discourage you.
So now, having gone through the process, is this something that when you look back at it, are you happy you went through it? Is this something that you think is going to make a difference in your life moving forward?
Oh, definitely. It already has. Definitely, yes. Yes, I'm very, very grateful.
Now, has it changed your perception of what a career or a job or a kind of the way you fund your future looks like? Or you always thought you'd do something entrepreneurial?
I have always thought I would do something entrepreneurial, but I feel like being in the cohort, it really helped me see that it's not just about like having a business and creating something new. It's really about solving a problem.
And that is a great lesson for folks, that you better be solving a problem for somebody.
Exactly.
And the problem better be worth some money, because it's going to be hard to kind of pay your groceries
if
people aren't willing to pay you.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So now, as you go on this journey, is it still going to be under Nurture Skincare? Is that still going to exist in any way?
I don't know.
The Nurture brand might still exist?
Maybe. I've been thinking of a few names, few name changes, but I don't know. We'll see. It's a mystery. But as of right now, everything is Nurture. The website's still up. So if you would like to contact me, you definitely can go on the website and everything.
All right. So now the website, why don't you share that with folks?
So it's Nurture Skincare, and it's Nurture without the E. So Nurtur skincare.com. And then my email is adesuwa@nurtureskincare.com. And that's Nurture without the E.
And they can connect with you and just chat, see what you're up to and the ways that you might be able to help each other.
Exactly. If you struggle with your mental health, if you struggle with maintaining wellness and not just like physical wellness, mental, emotional, even spiritual wellness, please, please, please contact me. I would love to talk to you and hear your story and see how I can help you.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me.
Well, you're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you. So are you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at the Entrepreneurship Summit GSU 2022.